And we are live. So, in this session, we're going to go over email lists. I'm thinking I should do like hand signals indicating growth because I want you to improve your email list. So, we are going to talk about growing your email list and free ways that you can grow your list, paid traffic ways to get your list growing. I'm going to give you several options here to start working on your email list building campaign. I've done a ton of research on email list building, and I am getting into the growth hacking approach of email list building just recently. And one thing that I'm learning is if you want to build your email list, you need to have content that's valuable that people are willing to subscribe to keep learning more about you. So, how do you get people to jump on your email list? You want to focus on a top-notch giveaway to capture that email. So, what's that top-notch giveaway? Well, it could be a free ebook, it could be a free checklist, it could be a free toolkit, it could be a free guide course, what have you. It's really simple and easy to put up on your website. You want to have something free that captures somebody's attention, says, wow, I want this. A little interesting approach is maybe to use like a number, like a toolkit with 100 ways to help you with your art project. So like these like top 10 lists, they're almost like clickbait and email subscriber bait, because what you really are attempting to do here is you want to get somebody on your list. That's what you want to do. So the more value and more communicated value you give right at the front of your offer, the more likely it is somebody's going to give you their email. It's very difficult to capture an email unless you're trying to be extremely helpful with your content. So if you build a blog and you have quality long-form content that talks about a story or talks about something really helpful and educational, somebody's going to read through that. And at the end of that content, if you've got an email box that somebody can subscribe to read more or to get more information, that's where you're going to get somebody hooked. Let's use an example, travel blogging. So travel blogging, you're talking about these different vacations and whatnot, and at the end of maybe your Hawaii top 10 destinations blog post, you can say, hey, to read more travel hacks or to get your top 10 toolkit for travel hacks, subscribe here to get like a monthly email. You want to be clear that you're not trying to spam somebody. So that's a nice little option. When you have traffic and you're focused on the SEO for that blog post and you're getting traffic to it, somebody's going to subscribe at the end because they found your post to be really helpful. So this is like the number one way to organically get emails coming in without too much of payment coming out of your pocket to invest in trying to get people in. And let's alternate here, a paid option. So let's talk about a paid option to get people subscribing to your email. Well, if you've got a sales landing page for your email box, you could spend some money on Google or Facebook ads, drive traffic to that one page where it's focused entirely on getting somebody's subscriber email. You could do that. So that's one approach. And I think if you're looking for something quick and you have money to spend, then this could be a good option. And you can get targeted with your approach and specifically go after a segment of people who would be interested in your sales landing page and who'd want to subscribe. So that's the paid option. Let's go back to a free option to get people to subscribe. You could start a Facebook group or Facebook page, and you have it very clearly laid out where people can subscribe to your email list. For instance, in Facebook pages, there's a tab where you can actually have like a MailChimp subscriber box. So, for instance, on my Facebook page, I have a free tips tab, and somebody could go onto that tab and subscribe to my emails. So that's one approach that's free to capture emails. And that's in your Facebook pages. Now, on the Facebook groups end of it, if you're going to start a Facebook group, here's an interesting approach, and it's creating questions at the beginning. So somebody wants to join your group, make sure it's a closed group because that helps with spam. And you have questions. You're allowed to ask up to three questions in order to find out if somebody can join your group. And one of the questions could be, hey, would you like to join our email list for some monthly tips? And that's a great way to capture emails as people are coming onto your community because maybe they're more likely to just throw their email in. They're excited about joining our community and they'd be happy to leave their email with you. It's very easy to just have that as part of your marketing strategy. If you're trying to build a community, fantastic little way. Maybe you've helped somebody on a Facebook group. So maybe you don't want to start a Facebook group. But you're really helpful in other groups and you're answering questions. Might be helpful to say, hey, I helped you out to answer some of your questions. Here's a link to my email subscriber form if you're interested in learning more and following some tips. So that's another little approach, and it's easy, it's non-invasive. You've already had this rapport with somebody that you're trying to help out, and you get them on your list, they're already a fan. The fact that you've help them out altruistically, you haven't looked for anything in return, and you know they'd be happy to join on your list. But ideally, you're already helping somebody, so they're more likely to jump on the list. Let's look at something that's a little bit more in terms of time consumption, but still a good investment in time, which would be to go to maybe a trade show where you can collect like 200 business cards in one session. If you're just looking at rapid fire email collection, you could do that. Or you could collect just a small amount, focus on quality conversations at the trade show and capture emails based on collection of business cards. So again, depending on your approach, maybe you just want to get as many leads as possible. Well, then you can just go around, collect a bunch of business cards from each of the booths and get out of there. Or you can focus on building that rapport so that when you do add somebody to your email list, they're going to remember you and say, yes, I remember that individual. I'm excited to follow them. Because then they'll be less likely to unsubscribe to your list, right? If you have these conversations at a trade show. So this is another email list building technique. What are some other options? Now, you know, you could go on to social media. Like if you're just focusing on building your email list, which isn't a totally bad strategy. I love email lists because you own them. It's like something you can export as an Excel spreadsheet and use the list anywhere. You own this, right? A follower on YouTube is not something you own. A follower on Instagram is not something you own. Instagram could shut down tomorrow, or you know, Twitter could shut down tomorrow. You don't know what these social media platforms will do. So an email list is very strong. So how do you build the email list? Well, if you have the email list form on these social media sites, you have an opportunity to perhaps cross people over from the social media platform into the email list. And it's really simple. If you are set up on MailChimp, you can actually have a link that just takes somebody directly to your email list form. It's a sign up form. It's like a link. You can have that URL link in your portfolio, in your profile, anywhere that you think is necessary. If list building is your number one priority. And of course, I'm pretty big on list building because if you can get to 1,000 subscribers, then you've got a nice little you know, list that you can approach every single month. Like some people I've heard have, you know, 60,000 emails in their list. I worked with several companies that had 60,000 plus emails, and I helped build it up and continue to grow those lists. And it's incredible. Every time we would send a monthly newsletter out, you get five new sales or whatnot, and it would just help with the revenues for the business. So, if you're releasing new products monthly, then your email list is a fantastic way to reach out to people. And there's nothing more powerful than the email list. So those are some of the options. Having your social media work for you to grow that email list is quite powerful. If you're actually in the YouTube approach, so you're creating videos like this one, and you're like, where do I capture people? So they're watching my YouTube video. How do I get them to join on my email list? Well, in the description of your YouTube video, you can have a link to your email list subscription form, and that's where you can capture the email list or the email and build out your list. So that's an option to do, right? And I highly recommend that is having your link to not only subscribe to your YouTube channel, but to say, hey, to follow us monthly, subscribe to this. And I have those links in your description, and that's a fantastic way to build your email list. So those are some of the options. Another approach is to, again, directly message, depending on the platform. So we talked about directly messaging through Facebook groups after you help somebody out. You can do that on social media platforms as well. So maybe you've helped somebody on whatever social media platform of your choice, whatever one is most popular to you, and you're helping them out, and you're totally welcome to finish off the conversation with a link to your email list. So that's another approach. Another great idea is to look up twitter.com/search and then type in brackets any advice on. Okay. So when you search that on Twitter, and you'll get people looking for help on a variety of topics, depending on what your niche is, you might want to add on to the end of that any advice on, and any advice on business. And then that will narrow it down. You click on the latest Twitter posts, and you can go through the Twitter feed and target every single individual related to your niche and say, hey, here's a fantastic blog article. You might want to check this out. It's an interesting little way. Try to help them out, give them helpful content. They might go to your link, they might not, but at least you're trying to be helpful. If you think there's an opportunity to give them a direct link to your email list, you could do that. That's what you want to do. And that's a fantastic approach. Twitter is really great for that. You could promote your email list in your email list. So at the end of your monthly newsletter, you can say, hey, if you know a friend who'd be interested in this email list, share it with your friend. And you might get people who pass it over to their friends and they'll subscribe. It's probably one of the nicest ways, if you've got a nice little following, is to just talk with your current fans and ask them to share your email list. It's just a fantastic way to get some help from your current fans, and they'll be happy to share if you've been providing great content. So think about that. What are some other approaches? I want to make sure I cover all the different ways. And another approach is, and this really converts, but it's hit or miss. For me, I don't like it, but I realize that people are finding significant value from it, and it's the pop-up email box. So on your website, you can have a pop-up that requests an email. This has incredible conversion rates because people have no choice but to either exit out of the box or just close their browser or fill out their email. So you're going to get people filling it out. The experience kind of is not the best unless you're giving away an awesome little offer that you've got. Then the pop-up is intriguing. But if the pop-up is not good, then people might be turned off by your website and they might not come back. So give that a try though, because it could give you significant conversions, but don't let it affect the user experience of your website. Another approach is you have a slide in. So you have a slide in that's like shows up right here in the bottom right corner of your website and it requests an email that way. So that's another approach. I would try that one, see if it works, See if you can get some conversions that way. Another approach is having an email box so you have the content, and then maybe like midway down or whatever point through your blog, right? You have the email embedded within the blog post. So somebody could subscribe to news, subscribe to updates right within that blog. And that's another interesting approach to capturing emails. And I like that approach because somebody's reading and they might be like, hey, I'm really liking this blog article. I'd love to catch up on future blog articles or future product updates. So having it embedded within your blog post is a nice little trick to use. Personalizing your email form, depending on what the blog content is a fantastic way. So maybe one of your blog posts is about travel in Hawaii. So your email signup form within that blog post, you could have a lead-in header that says, to learn more about Hawaii trips near you. You could have that as the header. Subscribe here. It's really personalized, really customized, and you're going to get much more conversions because now you personalize the actual list. Of course, you would want to build out segmentation approaches on the back end. So depending on what your platform is, maybe you have MailChimp or something, and you want to have segmentation integrated so that person that subscribes for the Hawaii emails will get Hawaii emails and so on and so on. So that's what you really want to look at is focusing on the personalization because that's going to get people to subscribe to your overall list, which I really think is valuable. And I feel like I've covered a bunch of approaches here that can really help you with your email list building. And there's another approach that you could do is influencers, connect with influencers, get them to promote your specific page where your email box is, and they might be excited to do that. But that's a tough one. You'd have to really have some fantastic rapport. Instead of the influencer approach, I almost would recommend taking it a little step down though, and somebody who complements your services, somebody that's similar to you who would be interested in cross promoting. So you could do like a cross promotion of email lists. Like somebody might have like an email list of 1,000. Imagine if you could get your name publicized on their next email, right? So your name gets sent out to their email list. That would be an incredible exposure for you because then you can easily get some traffic your way. This goes back to a lot of what I was talking about with like guest posting. I've talked a lot about that where you would write on other blogs and forums and whatnot to get people to look at you, right? And that's a valuable way to build your email list and have the link that's directed to you, make sure it's directed to the email list. If your website has pop-up forms all over or slide-in forms all over, then all you need to really do is get people to come to your website. And you don't have to particularly point to a specific page because you've got the email pop-ups built everywhere. So you need to look at all these different options. Focus on them, see what's doing well for you, see what's converting well for you, and double down and focus on that. But these are just a few of the options I thought I'd share. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks everyone for joining in.